Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day on the Place to Be Nation Pop podcast feed. My name is Keith, and I am here today to present to you one of my favorites. And if you were recently listening to the Making Mount Rushmore of overrated and underrated songs, this one may sound familiar. This is, of course, Aerosmith's What It Takes. So I am going to go ahead and hit play in 3, 2, 1. Go. And now this is What It Takes. It starts off, this video is interesting, that it starts off as a concert, an Aerosmith concert, and then it kind of cuts back into the crowd noise, kind of dulls out a little bit, and then it's a backstage. It begins the actual video itself for What It Takes. Now, What It Takes is a power ballad Aerosmith had written. It was it was released on February 26, 1990. Of course, this is a single from their album Pump. And Pump is, I believe, the second album, or it's the 10th studio album, but it really is like the second of their, kind of their comeback, where they had, had been a big band in the 70s, and then they kind of went their separate ways a little bit, and then they kind of made a huge, strong comeback in the late 80s and then into the 90s. Now, as far as the Pump album itself, it went all the way up to number 5 on the U.S. Billboard top 200, which is kind of neat. And then it was number 4 in the U.S. Billboard for year end, which is kind of odd that it was its peak position on the weekly charts was 5th, but then at the end of the year they decided it was the 4th best album of the year. Now, as far as What It Takes, this got all the way up to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, and all the way up to number 1 on the mainstream rock songs for Billboard. So that's kind of cool. And then at the year end, it was number 91 on the Billboard Top U.S. Pop Singles. Of course, this song, like I said, it's a power ballad. It's dedicated, or it's about breaking up with your girlfriend and wanting to know what it takes to get over it. And when Aerosmith started putting this together, it sounded a lot like a lovelorn, twangy country song, which they remedied by adding electric guitars. It's still ranked, if you look up the category or the genre of this song on Wikipedia, it still says it's a country album. I still don't know if that makes sense, because I've never really equated Aerosmith to being any kind of a country, but I think the definition of a country song is talking about your girlfriend breaking up with you, your truck dying, or your dog dying. So, I guess there you go. Now, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry wrote it with Desmond Child, who had written a few other songs with the band, including Dude Looks Like a Lady. And Child has apparently a tremendous hit rate when it comes to songwriting, as he also charted songs with Bon Jovi, Cher, Alice Cooper, many other people. I always like the lyric in here, "Girl, before I met you, I was F-I-N-E, fine." And as you may know, fine, or F-I-N-E, is a song on one of their other albums, and I believe it's the album right before this. So that's kind of neat. On Permanent Vacation was fine, F-I-N-E, fine, so. Or, actually, no. Fine is on Pump. I don't know why I said that. But it's on before this, which makes sense. So, but whenever I hear this song, I always go, F-I-N-E, fine. And I go, F is my thumb, I is my index finger, N is my ring finger, E is my pinky. And then when I say fine, I flip off the radio, because it's just like telling your ex-girlfriend or your ex-boyfriend or your ex-whomever, go F yourself. So pretty cool little lyric that's in there. and just something that makes me interact with the song. This is not secretly, because I said it was on my, it was on my Mount Rushmore of just underrated songs. This is my favorite Aerosmith song of all time. I mean, this, and that's saying something considering how many hits they've had. But I love this video itself. It's so, I guess another thing to add to the country music myth on this is that much of this video takes place in a country bar, and of course Aerosmith is singing behind the fence, which is not uncommon in a lot of rowdy bars. The band will be behind a fence, and it's just has to do with just a lot of country boys beating each other up, and there's a few country gals in there just standing there watching their men beat the bag out of each other. And then, of course, at the end of the video, all the boys come back out on stage, it looks like, for their encore. And a few of them are wearing cowboy hats, so including Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. But Aerosmith, What It Takes, great song, great video, and great day altogether. So I hope you're having one as well. And thank you for joining me on the Place to Be Nation Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.